This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 70. I have a cold.
God damn it. I can't believe I missed 69.
Josh missed 69, but only the episode.
That's true.
Not the graphic sex act. Great way to start the show. My name is Joel Watson from HijinxandSue.com. Joining me in the Hijinx and Sue studio, Eli Luna.
Full release.
Thank you, Jesus!
And Josh Jeffcoat. The absent 69.
Hello. I'm here.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, this week we're going to talk about Josh saw Skyline. Nobody else did. Other people had sense.
Somebody had a fall on that fucking grenade.
Well, yeah. I mean, at least I... What was funny is I don't have to,
The grenade was so far away from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty easy one to miss.
Well, I mean, I had to run, like, a marathon to get to it.
It's like there. It's like if there was a grenade, and then you were about to jump on it, and all of a sudden there were 1,000 shitty reviews of that grenade. I'd be like, oh, don't go on that grenade. We're also going to talk about, well, I guess we can touch on the letter I got from prison. It turns out that I'd already spoken about it on a Lo-Fi Jinx podcast, but... Sure, why not? Also, I met Doug Jones, the monster from all the Guillermo del Toro movies.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah, the guy with the eyeball hands. Yeah,
nobody can see that.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Shut up.
And then we're going to talk about some other stuff. So, to get the show started, Eli, you had a dinner experiment.
We're doing that?
Yeah, I want to talk about your dinner experiment, because it plays into...
Well, then I want the witness protection for me, because I don't want anybody to know what I ate.
Okay,
wait,
hang on.
What else? Did you eat something before I came in?
No. It's just...
Why do you not want people to know that, then? Are you ashamed? Oh. No, that's me. There you go.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
So I knew when you walked in that you had made a mistake.
Correct. That's correct.
Because you decided to go to a place called, ostensibly, Taco Delight, which features two lies.
Oh, shit.
Two lies in its title.
Oh, shit.
That is correct.
Two lies.
Mr. Watson.
The lie that it provides you with tacos, and then the lie that it's a delight.
That is correct, Mr. Watson.
The unforgivable lie.
For those who are from Texas or the Dallas area, have seen the Taco Delight.
Dude, Taco D...
Is also referred to in the street by Taco D, or The Delight, as some of gang people may refer to.
Right, sure.
So, on my way to the podcast tonight, I had two choices.
A lapse in judgment.
Yes.
There's a total lapse in judgment.
I have those all the time.
I had two choices. One... Sonic Drive-In, and two, Taco Delight.
The Sonic Drive-In, which, while it is fast food, it does provide edible consumables.
That is also questionable, Mr. Watson.
But you made a wrong turn.
Yes.
And where is it that things went wrong?
When I looked at the menu board, I had no idea what I was ordering. I asked for a taco.
Uh-huh. Did you ask for delight?
I asked if I wanted two tacos, and I said, yes, I will take your two tacos.
So hang on, let me recap. Unidentified stranger, we're calling you Dave. Dave,
yes.
You said, give me a taco, and they replied.
That's correct, Christopher.
Would you like two tacos?
I said, go ahead, fill my order with two tacos.
Sure.
And
when did you realize things had taken a turn for the worse?
I realized I had to order the nachos. And by nachos, I mean cheese separated from the chips. Technically not nachos.
It was really chili con queso.
No, actually there was no chili to be found.
It was really chips y queso.
It was chips, sans, nacho, cheese on the side. That is correct.
And what of the quality of these so-called delightful tacos?
That's a good question, Jeff.
The only way I could describe the taste of the taco
was much like going over to Josh Jeffcoat's apartment and agreeing to make dinner for the evening.
Why are you bringing me into this?
Basically, it was ground beef in sliced bread, folded like a taco.
Right.
Seriously?
Being associated with Mexicans, that's very insulting to the Mexican people.
You've just given away too much about your identity.
No. We live in Texas, and there are quite a few.
Right.
They actually outnumber the white people in the Texas
and Stephen, Fort Worth area. The delight issue, the area that I take the most, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to do my news voice, the area that I take the most issue with, the delight, correct. Were those tacos a so-called delight?
Yes, Tim, there was no delight. The people in the restaurant didn't seem to be having a delightful time.
Right.
And I quickly asked for the order to go. And I also got
a large beverage.
Well, hang on. What? Eli?
Oh. Yeah.
That was you all along?
No, I was,
I'm shocked and astonished.
I was in the bathroom.
Good God.
Anyway,
to watch him.
That's the worst bit we've ever done.
To watch him eat this shit. And with the.
Seriously, it was like if Josh was like, hey, don't worry about it. I got it covered. I'll make dinner for tonight.
He walked in and said,
saw the nachos when I came in. I saw nothing wrong. What was the problem?
It was like water cheese.
Mostly water.
It was just queso.
Have you been to Taco Del?
I have been to Taco Del. All right,
their food's gross.
It was water with a hint of cheese.
Gross. No, their food's gross, which is gross.
I've lived close to two separate ones.
Again, it was a glass of water with a hint of cheese.
I think it's
a hint.
Here's my problem with them. The hubris to imply delight in all of their tacos. It's just they're setting themselves up for a downfall. And I've never been delighted by any of them.
Now you have a taco hubris.
That's
problem.
Like making friends with a guy whose name is Big Cock Jackson.
Big Cock Jackson,
and
sure.
And at some point, you're like, and then you're like, oh, that's, yeah.
Let's see what you're working with.
Yeah, you did not.
Show me what you're working with.
So, yeah, next time, like, Sonic.
The boys are to the yard, so now.
So, how are you going to shake them? I don't know how that works.
Is that a move? The boys are at. Towards the yard.
Stop it.
Yes.
So
what was it? The Tokyo Sandblaster.
You know, speaking of that, I learned a new word today the office, which is finger blasting, which is apparently what the kiddos are calling finger banging now.
Finger blasting. That's not something I want done to me or to do to someone.
I don't know. We talked about it all during lunch today. It was just
you can't no.
Give me the highlight. Give me the highlight reel.
Mostly,
yeah.
It's
these
like,
kids like 18.
Finger blast. Like. That's pretty much how like, we interpreted
they're,
it.
They're like,
wait, that's finger blasting?
It's like, oh, what's his name? It's like Yosemite know. Sam. He's like, I'm gonna finger blast you, rabbit!
Right.
I'm gonna finger blast you, rabbit!
So finger blasting is not a sexual pew, move.
Pew. No, it is.
No, it's finger banging.
It's finger banging, but we decided.
Hey, guys.
That's wrong.
6 minutes in, we're talking about finger banging, so just...
Right, so just finger blasting just is your
market
word.
Zero, dude.
Market zero.
It's your word of the day.
That's, oh my God, I feel like I'm so far away from the generation of.
Well, you know what it is? It's the sexting.
They listen to the radio.
Right. All the sexting.
They listen to the Clear Channel radio.
Right.
They finger blast. they watch the American Idols. I mean, what's...
Well, right. They text their votes into the... I think, you know what they do is they sext their votes into the American Idol.
Right.
Sext 5555 Idols 01 to vote for Keith. And he's like, Keith, I want to finger blast you, send. That's his...
Pew, 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 pew.
These must be people that I didn't work with.
Is there an emoticon for finger blasting?
This was me and Jen, and we just sort of rolled with it for an hour.
Is there a sexting emoticon for finger blasting? Like a hand and kind of a ray gun, like several dashes coming out of a finger.
Dude, if you're finger blasting,
and then it ends in an asterisk, that's like an explosion.
Right.
finger blasting is going to blow out the lower back of her hat, like of her back or
sure.
something.
No, yeah, you sure. don't want to do that.
Why would you want to do that?
Some kid's going to take that literally and do it with a gun.
Like, you're doing it on a Ferris wheel and you're finger blasting and then like...
I saw that in a movie once.
I like how your first instinct mess. Is on a Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
There's you're telling something about yourself there.
That I killed someone on a Ferris wheel?
No, that you finger blasted on a Ferris wheel.
Like, weren't there two of you when you went on? No, that guy... like,
all right, I want
in,
at least...
In one... a movie theater, I could understand, but straight to Ferris wheel is...
So look, so they're obviously ramping things up here, so we need to get ready for the next one. So if fingering becomes finger banging begets finger blasting,
right?
Then what's next? Like, what's the simple blowjob bombing called?
Like fist nuking or fist nuking. I don't know.
That's like a
ass blasting.
Fist bombing. That it's fist bombing. Sure, why not?
Fist nuking's like a
I dropped a fist bomb on her Hiroshima, if you know what I'm saying.
That would be. Like
I don't either. I'm 14.
Like a prize fighter just going at a woman's junk.
Whoa.
That's
just beating it up.
Like the back
beating it up, beating it up.
Just tenderizing that for hamburger helper.
Yeah, no, you just work. Right. You just work it. You just work the body blows until she tires out, and then
tuna helper.
Oh,
and she's down for the count.
That little hand comes out. Like,
wait, does it come out of the?
Oh, no, he comes out and does his business. He's like, well, hi, everybody. I'm going to finger blast you with flavor. And like, goes to town.
Yeah, and then they show the family, like, that's some good tuna.
Finger and, blasting
but mom,
good.
Mom's passed out in the corner.
Yeah.
Like bleeding.
Yeah, dad's like, thanks, honey. This sure was fantastic dinner. And she's like, call the police. The finger blasting was too much.
I'm sorry, madam, what was that again? Finger what now?
I've been finger blasted nearly to death.
Okay, hold the line. We'll send somebody right out there.
Yeah, I don't know. You probably just need some salve for that. Maybe some Vaseline or something.
Right, some aloe.
Yeah. You just use some aloe.
Or maybe some Vicks medicated rub.
What is there? Is there like a cock-sploding? Can we cock-splode after that? What's a blowjob after that? A mouth blast? Like... Did you hear Tammy and Jason mouth blasted? Like, holy shit. I had to sex that to my mom.
Wait, I wouldn't know what that is.
I don't know.
I'd be like...
I was probably about 15 or 16, and this girl I was dating at the time in high school hung out with all these degenerate friends.
Is this a finger blasting story?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. No, but not for me. And all of her degenerate friends I really hated. And they were telling me about a friend of theirs who the first time she tried to give a guy a blowjob, she took the blow part literally.
Oh.
And just kind of latched on and did like a...
Who hasn't made that mistake?
Sure, at least once or seven times. I mean, you know, fool me. Blow me once, shame on you. Blow me seven times, don't get blowed again.
Thank you, Jesus!
Okay, and with that, we'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 70. You know, that finger blast makes me think about... At the con I was at all weekend, at Austin Comic Con, they were playing AC/DC on a loop. And that sounds like a new AC/DC song. Like, I'm on a finger blast into the past.
Finger blast.
Like, up in your ass, finger blast. I'm on a finger blast, girl. Through the wall. Down the hall. I'll blast you with two guns. Pow, pow, pew, pew.
Just power cores all over.
Guns!
Dude, those guys made like $20 billion off of power cords.
Metaphorical guns that I put in your cooch!
Dude, put some reverb on that. Let's do this.
I've got a gun on each hand and it goes in your pants! Yeah. Angus is wearing the little boy shorts and twirling in a circle on the floor. And I'll shoot from the hip, and I'll shoot in your snatch.
It's got to end with one last, like, finger blast!
Finger blast!
And then all the, like, flames off.
It's confetti cannon time.
Yeah.
Ban-ow-now.
Finger blast!
And it would be on the soundtrack of...
Armageddon 2.
Yeah, like no. Armageddon. just in microwave. No, it's back. Actually it's actually no, on the next Transformers.
Maximum Overdrive 2.
It's on Transformers. Oh, yeah, we didn't start our timer. So anyway, we're going to talk about Finger Blast for another 60 or 70 minutes, and then...
You're welcome. Is that going to be the name of this one?
Yeah, something like that. If you look back at all the episodes we've done since we started, they're all the titles are sexual. They're all deeply...
Dual-wielding Finger Blasts.
What?
Dual-wielding Finger Blasters?
I'm the Blaster Master! Put the blast in your pants! Finger Blast! Finger Blast!
The end. So,
I doubt that. It's nowhere near the end.
Oh, he'll be back.
Josh, do you want to talk about how you have unlimited time and money, so you went and saw Skyline?
God, you make me sound like an asshole.
Well, hey, if the actions fit.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, you know, no one's going to defend it.
It's the part where I read the internet.
So Skyline, it looked like just your average alien movie. It looked like it could be...
It's an alien invasion thing, and the first trailer was actually, it was real brief, but it seemed pretty exciting.
But it looked like it could go either way.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
For the...
Recognize?
Did at any point did anybody say, "Welcome to Earth," and just like...
No.
No. Punch an alien in the face.
No, but
I got my question out of the way.
Then. Actually, you'll love this. Turk is in it.
Yeah, I saw him in the trailer. I saw him.
I didn't really pay attention to
is
any
his
of the
mole an alien?
No.
What's his name? Donald Faison.
I don't fucking
Donald Faison. He was
Turk.
In Clone High.
He's Turk. That's really
guy.
All that matters.
He's a good guy.
But yeah, the plot wise, acting wise, it's basically a Sci-Fi Channel movie.
With a huge budget.
With no, with a tiny budget.
Oh, I thought, it looks big.
No. The entire movie takes place inside an apartment building.
Oh, really?
Right.
Like, if we don't leave the house, the aliens can't suck us into the spaceship?
That sort of comes into play for
okay, once. So it looked like it could go either way, and then all of a sudden the reviews start flooding in that, like, worst movie
of the last 10 years. It's completely retarded, and it's nowhere near the worst movie of the last 10 years.
Okay.
Not even close.
Well... Perhaps because of the expectations? I don't know.
Well, right. It's a shitty alien monster movie. The only redeeming value is that the aliens are extremely well done.
But it's all borrowed from other movies, right?
I'm sorry, I zoned out for a minute. Were we talking about Avatar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
yeah.
Sure.
So just go back to your
internet. From what I read, they had the little pod walkers, the little squiddly guys from The Matrix.
Right.
They had the...
But they aren't that.
They had the spider guys from the Tom Cruise movie.
You're talking about the tripods from War of the Worlds?
Sure.
Kind of.
And then they kind of had the exosuits from ID4. I heard. Carapace, I believe, is the word that we're supposed to use.
It borrows from a lot, but the aliens end up being really cool. And the thing is that the aliens actually fuck some shit up. And they don't really shy away. Like, all of the money in the movie is all about the effects.
Do they have tentacles?
There are lots of tentacles.
Is there any finger blasting?
There actually kind of is.
Is there any tentacle blasting?
Yes. It gets pretty filthy at one point.
Really?
If you're into hentai.
Interesting. Are they exploring our sexual customs with their...
Noodly appendages?
With their noodly blasters?
I don't know. It was a fucking stupid movie. The ending was retarded, but the aliens were cool. Fucking rent it and
can you just tell me the ending?
The aliens win.
Hang on.
Oh, was that supposed to be a spoiler?
Hang on. Spoiler alert!
I already said it.
Okay, the aliens win.
No, the aliens win, and then the one Eric Balfour character is special somehow. And the aliens harvest your brains.
That's what I heard. They like slurp your brain out.
They use it as some sort of resource to breathe life into other aliens. I don't fucking know. I watched it. I didn't even understand it.
14% on Rotten Tomato.
But whenever they everyone's brain is blue when they get ripped out, like glowing energy blue, but his is like glowing energy red. And whenever they put that whenever they put that brain into another alien body, then that alien is still has the heart of a human.
Wait, why are they putting brains into their bodies?
Wait a minute.
Because they can keep living.
So human brains are so common throughout the universe that these aliens have adapted.
Shut up. Okay. Why are you even questioning that? What
are you saying that you would put your brain in a
robot, body?
That's against the.
But if you pet a kitten, you'd crush it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What is the one thing Eli and I talk about that you never
see? C-Lab. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to high five you for that.
All right. So what happens to the
anyway?
Do they open up like a couple of like Taco Delight franchises and just keep running things as usual?
No,
that's frightening.
They basically destroy most of LA and kill fucking everybody. And then, like, right before the end, they pan over other American cities, and they're all empty and on fire.
So the only thing lower than this on Rotten Tomatoes is Saw 3D at 10%.
Which is unfortunate, because I kind of wanted to see that in the theater, because if there's any redeeming quality of it, it's only in the theater.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, now, you could never watch that again.
No, look at the actual Rotten Tomatoes score for Skyline is 14, and then if you look right over to the side, the audience reaction is 75.
For Skyline?
For Skyline.
But what about for Saw 3D?
See, the thing is, it's a fucking genre film.
Yeah,
so,
but it's only 3 out of 5 users, so.
Oh, well, never mind.
Only 5 people have reviewed it?
On Rotten Tomato.
Oh, okay. See, my thought was, of course Saw 3D has no redeeming qualities, but seeing it in 3D might actually be entertaining for an hour and a half.
So anyway.
Anyway, Skyline.
Skyline was kind of interesting. The effects were really well done.
So you say it's not as bad as everyone else says?
It's a stupid movie. Just go into it.
It's goddamn stupid.
Go into it knowing you're going to watch a stupid movie.
Can't do it.
The effects are extremely... Did we do it all of the fucking time?
No, I can't do it in a theater like that. I can't waste time and money on it.
Oh, well, you're retarded, though, so that's fine.
I procreated is the problem.
Someone posted it.
I'm pretty sure we said the same thing.
So what do they do with the brains?
They
put them,
into their bodies and then keep going.
Then there's like, a robot human war.
I don't know. It was really confusing.
Is this Matrix 4?
I guess. One point, like, the pregnant lady goes into a separate queue for body harvesting.
So is
I think they want to harvest her.
Lady business.
Well, the aliens finger blast her.
This lady
finger blast her and pull her brains out.
Yeah, out of the blast hole.
Close the blast doors. Close the blast doors. I cannot close those doors. Got to blast that day. I'm sorry, Dave. I cannot close the blast doors. Got to blast away. Now you have spit hanging down from your
mouth. Thank you. Which means Brian Jones has spit hanging down from his face at all times. Just completely unavoidable spit hangage.
Anyway.
Would you recommend it for a DVD rental or just a complete avoid, get something else?
For if you're going to do bad movie night, it's not that bad. The acting is really terrible.
It's not good enough for bad movie night? Like, it's not bad enough for bad movie night?
No. It is. Because the effects are so good and because the aliens fucking win, which is what everyone wants to happen by the time
the movie's
over.
Are you supposed to think that there's a glimmer of hope because one of the aliens gets, like, a human baby soul or something?
I think you're supposed to think that because it wakes up and then it starts fighting other aliens.
They just finger blast him to death.
There's, like, 5 billion other aliens, right. And one of them is like, I'm gonna punch you in the face!
Who is Eric Bell for again? Was he the first Hulk or something?
No.
Who is he? Oh, that's Eric Bana.
Yeah. No, he was on one season of 24. He was, where do I know him from? I know his name by seeing him, but I don't remember why.
Check IMDb and finger blast that hole.
The other thing, TV-wise, so we all just, during the break, we watched the trailer for MTV's new Teen Wolf.
Oh, my God.
The Teenage Wolf. I believe it's called Teen Wolf - The Teenage Wolf. Yeah, I know this kid. Who is he?
Yeah, that's Eric Balfour.
He's got a big, giant, long face.
Yeah.
Is he the Teen Wolf?
No, he's the main
guy. Look him up on
Skyline.
The IMDb.
Oh, he was in Dino Shark.
He was?
Yep.
Is that where I know him from?
The movie, Dino Shark.
Oh, I thought you meant in real life.
Not to be confused with the...
The play, the stage play.
Right.
Right.
The Broadway musical.
Show.
Yeah, the musical.
The off-Broadway musical.
Well, and the slightly off-Broadway. And it's just around the corner.
Based on a Broadway motion picture.
No, it's based on a novel by Dino Shark by Sapphire. I love you, Dino Shark.
He was in Can't Hardly
That was the
Wait.
Shark singing back. Who was he in Can't Hardly Wait?
The hippie guy. That's what it says.
I don't know. That was an extra. Guy. He's done nothing that I would recognize.
He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, what was his name?
He was in Harvest. He's Jesse.
Jesse, he was the fourth friend. That was Whedon's very first getcha. Remember? He was in the credits for the pilot.
Was that him?
As a star, and they vamped him in the first episode.
He was also in Dr. Quinn.
It was like an inside joke in the at the onset of
the
series.
I think you're thinking about somebody else.
Nope.
No.
Jesse was the fourth friend.
I'm
looking
at it, dude.
He was in the credits.
In the very first episode?
Yes, in Welcome to the Hellmouth.
Credited in two.
Yeah.
Okay.
He became a vampire. They had to kill him. It was Willow, Xander, and Jesse were best friends, and then they never mentioned him again.
Oh, no.
But that was Whedon's very first, like, I'll trick you, you bastards. I'll make you think this person's important, then I'll kill them. So, anyway.
Just like Wash.
So the Teenage Wolf. Teen Wolf, the Teenage Wolf. The approach...
A huge mistake.
The approach they're taking with this series is sort of a Vampire Diaries, True Blood, more realistic. And the thing, I love Teen Wolf. I loved it.
None of that made sense.
I loved that as a kid. No, hear me out. Teen Wolf is an amazing 80s movie. It basically quantifies everything that was special about the 80s. That you could have a movie where nothing made sense.
And, teenagers and wolves.
And wolves and werewolves.
Riding on top of vehicles. And
basically it boils down to sunglasses.
And Parkinson's.
Torn shirts.
Weird nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Like Boof.
Yeah, Boof and Chubbs and Styles.
Styles.
You know that one day he was like, guys, what, Peter? Everybody call me Styles. Peter, shut the fuck up. No one is going to fucking call
Come
you Styles.
Come on, Boof.
Call me Styles. Well, if I'm going to call you Styles, you have to call me Boof. And you got to call me Teen Wolf. So,
so we watched the trailer, and it turns out Michael J. Fox is reprising the role by standing there and shaking violently, and then the hair all comes out.
That's not funny. That's sad. It's our show.
I'm glad we still get to use that sound.
Yeah.
The thing that I really enjoyed about Teen Wolf was the original was that when he wolfs out during the basketball game and then kicks all kinds of ass, no one leaves. No one goes and gets a gun.
No one's freaked out.
No one calls the cops because there's a mutant werewolf baby.
They're winning.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
All about winning.
And then at no point they're like, "Hey, Teen Wolf, you got an attitude problem." And I'm like, nope, he's a monster. He's a magical monster.
It's technically not his fault.
And you should be more concerned about how he is a fantasy monster in the real world than you should be about his attitude adjustment.
The part that always weirded me out.
It's like, look, Teen Dragon, the girls may think you're cool, but you burned down the gym.
As I got older, I started to realize the consequences of... So he's a wolf, and the chick that's dating the other basketball guy is into, like, bestiality.
Sure, absolutely. She's like, man, I want that hairy cock.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want
claw
you.
Claw blast me.
She's like, I don't want you, I want the wolf. And I was like...
Talon blast?
Yeah.
Like, for a minute there, I thought she meant the wolf from Pulp Fiction.
She's gonna have a hairball after cock blasting that guy.
That's actually that's a
wait, she can't she
it's
can't,
a very real problem, Joel. You should not make fun of that.
Can you cock blast a dude?
What? Wait, now what are we talking
about? If you can so she can get finger blasted.
Sorry. I had a little giant wad of hair from your giant hairy dick in my mouth. I'm sorry. No, you know what happens though?
Cock blast.
His dick's not that hairy because he would get the lipstick.
I guess so.
like a puppy.
That's a good point.
It would go inside, and then when he gets ready, the lipstick comes out.
And
then
he would violently shake, and it would come out.
Yeah. Red Rocket! Red Rocket!
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the lipstick. So he's fine. She's fine. She just has to kind of mat everything back and push it back.
I wonder,
first.
Can he
like a scrunchie? She puts a scrunchie on his dick.
She can do that with her lips, though.
Yeah. She puts a scrunchie on it.
So
everything's fine.
Can he half werewolf back in if he has to take a crap or something so it doesn't get all?
Yeah, because you would definitely want the bottom half clean before.
Because you don't want that noise. Like,
well, you don't want to get it all matted.
Oh, no, because you got to go get groomed.
So especially if you had the Taco D first, because then it's gonna be a mess.
If Teen Wolf,
but his internal organs would change too. He could eat like a steel belted radial tire and probably crap it out. But if he ate that as a wolf and then turned back into Marty, he might die. He would have to time his shits based on when he ate what he ate.
Right.
It's like if I ate a whole chicken, bones and all, as the wolf, I have to go to number two as the wolf.
And very quickly.
Oh man, that's gonna be some.
There's math involved.
That's going to require some finger blasting to get that out. Like you're going to, it's like some fucking
digital stimulation.
It's like a roto rooter or whatever. You got to really get this stuff out of there.
5,000.
Wow.
Baby, don't forget the plumber. It's been a while since I've heard
that. What to do? Okay. Oh, when I flush the John, I turn the shower on.
Yeah, Roto nice. 6,500.
Oh my god. So that's our review of the Teen Wolf trailer.
Right. So go see it.
Yeah,
I know.
It's for teenagers. Teenagers are gonna love it. They're stupid.
It's for girls.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries is a stupid hit show, and this is the Teen Wolf version.
That's all I have to say.
Anyway, my point was they're taking a more realistic view of it, as in people would be scared of a werewolf and not, it wouldn't wear glasses and surf on a van.
Yeah.
That was my point.
So, fuck all of that.
Yeah.
Or like, you would get a keg and your eyes would turn red.
Like if it was Teen Griffin or Teen Chimera or Teen Harpy, any other fantasy creature.
Like Teen Buckbeak?
Yes, like a teen Hippogriff. There would be dire consequences to just hippogriffing out in the middle of a lacrosse match.
You think that would make it easier?
It might. And there's got to be rules against this. In that, like, you know, they're going through the handbook when there's no anti-werewolf rule. I mean,
I hope they make a teenage show with a minotaur.
Like, you know what's funny is I just watched Teen Wolf 2 with Arrested Development in it. And that is bizarre. That's just a weird-ass movie. It's weirder than the first one. Because everyone's...
I'm not sure I've ever seen the second one.
Are you serious? It's T-O-O, as in
yeah,
also.
No, I
Teen
I
Wolf,
it.
The Teenage Wolf, also.
As well.
As in
addition to addendum. What I'm saying.
Ad nauseum. I don't know. It was, it's, Michael from Arrested Development is the Teen Wolf, the Teenage Wolf, in Teen Wolf 2, because J. Fox didn't come back for it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So all they do is put all of his friends in college and then send him to college with them, and they're all like, hey, you're gonna be a wolf, right? And he's like, no, I'm just a regular dude, I'm a nerd, I'm a scientist. And then he's like, they're like, nope, boxing scholarship, because they know you got the wolf in you. And he's like, no, I'm just a guy. And then he's a wolf. And then he boxes, and then from... It's the same movie from then on out.
I'm lost and I'm found!
Does he play basketball in
No,
college?
It's just boxing instead of basketball.
But it has a soundtrack from Iron Maiden.
He literally, like, he wolfs out, he beats everyone to death as a werewolf in the boxing ring. He's literally standing in a pile of entrails, hair matted with blood, and they're like, ding, ding! Like... You're the winner! I'm not going in there.
The bikini chicks come out with their little signs.
Yeah, they're splattered with blood. And then at the end, he does his final fight as Scott. And they're like, if you lose this for us, Marty, whatever your name is, Michael J. Fox's cousin, you cocksucker, I will finger blast you so hard. Into next Tuesday, I'll finger blast you. But then he wins. Then it's like Draco. Drago. He beats him. There's absolutely no reason he should beat him without wolf strength.
All right.
Anyway, we'll be right back. Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast. This is Joel. Oh, that's back. Shit.
Thank you, Jesus!
That was our, that was our... I don't know what to call that. What is that? Just Move Hobbits, the remix?
It's,
submitted by Fancy Bastard Arsies.
It's some Ludacris there.
Those of you that heard that on the last show and loved it and want it for your ringtone, it's actually posted in the notes, in the comments to, episode 69. So go to podcast.hijinxandsue.com and, download that. I think it needs to be cut. If it's going to be a ringtone, it's to be cut right to the move, the first move. That would be a good,
I don't know. It's got to have build. I don't know.
You don't want build up on a ringtone. You want instant gratification.
I don't pick up. I usually take a couple minutes to go, like, do I really want to answer Joel's call?
I don't call you, so that's not a true story.
Exactly. So the one time I do get a call, I'm like,
whatever.
This could be bad. Mm. He'll probably be in the hospital being like, hey, could you, oh, dude, you know what? I just realized I had to go to church.
Hey, can you call me back so I can hear my ringtone again?
Right. You forgot you were Catholic.
We already talked about Teen Wolf, the Teenage Wolf. You know what I saw? I saw almost all of it, about half of over the weekend. I have to watch the rest of it now. Uh-huh. I finally saw Black Dynamite.
What the fuck?
It's amazing.
Wait. Well, you haven't finished it?
I've only seen the second half of it.
What is wrong with you?
I was at my in-law's house in Austin, and it came on the TV, and so
why
I watched
you only
it.
Watch half a porno?
Well, no. Because if it was porno, the second half is always the best half.
That's a good point.
You can't. I don't think you can get it on Netflix yet.
I figure it out.
Okay, so the movie's brilliant, and you ruined
it's
for yourself.
Amazing.
You've totally ruined it for yourself.
Why? Yeah, you
by
missed all the build-up
of it.
Whatever.
You missed
awesome.
The very beginning.
It was
where
awesome.
The story starts.
I love how every black actor ever is in it. Like, I think one of the dudes was,
okay, that's only because you can't tell them apart.
Shh. The secret. I think one of them was, Locke from The Matrix. Was, like, one of the pimps or something?
Sure, why not?
It was awesome.
Go get Black Dynamite. Go I sell that. Drugs at the community.
he's like, all I got to say is anybody selling drugs to the community, I'm gonna shut you down.
But Black Dynamite. I sell drugs at the community.
Then I'm going to shut you down.
I threw that shit before I came in the room. That is where I started crying.
Oh, my God. That movie was fantastic.
I would watch that again. I have it on Blu-ray.
Well, we should watch it. Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Well, if it's on Blu-ray, it's on DVD, I guess.
Damn straight.
I don't understand how I missed it.
Damn straight.
Damn.
Yeah, because we saw that at the Inwood, right?
Yeah,
it was that was wonderful.
At midnight.
The other thing I saw that over the weekend that you saw, too, was the ILM salute on Stars, which was basically they did like an hour retrospective on
it was like all the stuff
on ILM.
It was all the stuff that we know.
It was the stuff that nerds already know. But the weird thing is there was this overtone to it of George Lucas dick suckery. Like they punctuated every statement with he's a genius. He's just a fucking genius. He's a genius. He made all the right moves. He did all the right things. He's a genius. He's a genius. The whole goddamn hour. But if you really pay attention to it, all he did was hire people more creative than him and call it like Lucasfilm, like put his name on it. And then he was a good businessman.
I was hoping that they were going to talk about stuff like, so we had this camera that could do masking and layering. And then we realized we need to make that into a computer program.
Well, they kind of did.
Thus was Photoshop was born. But
they kind of did they touched on that just
a
little bit.
Yeah, but like I said, that's stuff that I know. Like, I already know that. I want to know, like, how that got developed and then, you know, like, a little bit more of the detail. I wouldn't have mind if it was, like, 2 hours, an hour of cocksucking,
it's
and then
funny.
Another hour of, like, techie
that the documentary
stuff.
On...
That's, like, every night at my house.
The documentary on...
Oh.
Never mind.
Lots of talk about Lucasfilm? What? The documentary on Pixar that you could stream on Netflix for a long time is actually kind of like that. It's mostly, it's like 50% creative, 50% technical.
Yeah.
But they leave out most of the Lucas stuff from that one. But anyway, yeah, and the Lucas thing, they were like, the interesting parts were the parts where they were like, this doesn't exist, so we invented it.
Or we bought it because it actually did exist, we just used it. To our needs.
Yeah, or they,
I mean, they were genius from that standpoint.
The creative team he built were genius. Lucas basically said throughout the entire thing, his constant comments were, I didn't know how to do it, but I just said, guys, we gotta do it. You got to do it. And they were like, George, it can't be done. I said, do it. And like, yeah, you're a genius. You pushed people to accomplish the impossible, but
yeah, like do anything the idea of a robotic arm that could replay the camera motions.
Yeah. Built from scratch, controlled by a computer the size of a refrigerator. That was nice.
That's like the genius of it. And that's what I want to see more of that. Like he was motion control. Like I want to see the failures that were happening before where they were like, yeah, we can't mask. Well, this the interesting stuff thing, we can't match the shot.
The thing I didn't realize about the lack of motion control. That I didn't realize about the lack of motion control ability in Hollywood was that if there was a model on screen, the camera was stationary always, no matter what. And I guess I just hadn't thought about there were no tracking shots with model work ever before they invented motion control for Star Wars. Right. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and when you think about it, you're like, it's not that big of a deal. And then, like, when we started doing that at art school, we're like, oh, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have... You got to move the camera. You can't do it the other way around.
Yeah, and the one shot. Every once in a while, there's like a singular shot that I just absolutely love. And there was one shot where they basically like they're staring at a composited shot, and then they move the camera, and you can see the layers and layers of matte paintings on glass.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah, and then they're also projecting. They're either filming through that, or they're projecting finished film like behind that. But it's lined up to where, like, it's like I've literally painted around your head, and that's the only line, you know? Like, I've taken the person standing still, and it's really on film, and I've painted around their head perfectly to where it lines up perfectly. And when, I think the shot they showed first was...
the power generator.
There was that one. Yeah, they showed the power generator. Everyone's, you know... Jumping around, when they're swinging across the
Obi-Wan like walks around the sign.
Yeah, all they had was the cylinder, and everything else was a painting. But the painting had this, you know, just perfect clear section that allowed the film to be shown through.
I wanted to see more of that.
They also showed a shuttle bay sequence with like the rows and rows of painted stationary stormtroopers.
Right,
it's just so fucking cool.
I've seen some of those. And, oh, man. Like, I've seen some of those...
The actual glass paintings?
I've seen one glass painting, which will... It blows your mind, like, how good it is.
It's like, to me, that is more impressive than the digital work because of how much harder it was.
It's better, but you're...
I'm not saying they should go back to it, but I'm also saying it's more impressive.
Jon Favreau was on there talking about Iron Man. I love his sequence because they show... He's one of those guys. He's like, dude, CG just makes it worse. I don't want to use CG because it's awful. And
if you watch the special features on Iron Man, there was a lot of that. He was pushing for practical effects as much as possible.
Well, and they show
Man 2 where they gave up on the legs.
Yeah.
They pretty much give up on it on the first one. Because they show the suit and they do like a 360 pan around him. And Favreau's like, yeah, see the lighting there? I mean, it's not good and this and that. And they're like, that's the real suit.
Yeah.
And they show them back to back and the CG suit is way better. And he's like, okay, yeah. I guess we're doing CG.
Downey Jr. ends up wearing is basically, a torso and that's it. Pretty much all of it was CG at that point. Yeah.
But he made the best point of the whole show. He's like, it's not the CG artists that fuck up movies. It's the poor planning of how we use the CG.
I don't want to talk about it.
To merge them.
The thing that I really enjoyed...
Which is true, because you look at Iron Man and it works.
Well, you look at fucking Jurassic Park 15 years ago.
This was a big chunk of it. The chunk of it was like... The cool thing I think about for us is that we literally grew up in an era exactly when everything changed and will never be the same. And we got to watch it happen movie after movie. Right. Where it was like, they were like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, yeah... ILM, they had to build wax heads and then set them on fire. Nope. And then Jurassic Park, they were like, yeah, we basically made 2/3 of the movie and then started over because one guy was like, let me show you what I can do with CG dinosaurs. And he didn't even do dinosaurs. He just did Gallimimus skeletons. And he made their skeletons run through the field in a flocking pattern.
Yeah.
and they all saw that and went, holy shit.
We have to throw everything away.
Yeah. And basically all that remained was the heads that were close up. Like every time a head, like when the T-Rex head crashes through the Jeep, that's their leftover practical effects.
Well, no, because they talked about how Jurassic Park was the turning point of, and it really is, because you look at it, and even the CG work on that is better than some of the CG work now.
It doesn't look bad at all. And if you watch it today.
They talk about that. That's the real turning point of practical, because Stan Winston built tons of dinosaurs.
And they kept, they made sure to give him props because they didn't want to be like, yeah, we tossed out Stan's shit and basically ended the career of men like him. They kept saying, oh, when Stan's models were so great, we used them. They were fantastic. We couldn't have done it without Stan's models. And I'm like,
they still do.
No, no, the movie is like half and half.
Yeah, I know.
They cut back and forth between all of them.
Yeah.
And practical, so you really, it's hard to tell what's
what.
But
I'm saying the decisions they made in that room that day basically ended the career of practical effects people 10 years down the road.
Sure.
Well, they didn't end them as much as they said, you guys better be able to handle both. Like,
they also said that
studio,
when...
A studio like Stan Winston Studio needs to be able to handle both digital and practical.
And when model makers started defecting from the ILM practical team to the digital team... they were like ousted. There was like a war between those two teams, and they were like, you're going to the dark side.
Well,
no,
and that was the same thing that happened like in the Pixar thing. That's a common that's a common theme in all those, where they were like digital, the creepy devil digital. Because the same thing happened with Disney and Disney Animation Studios and Pixar. Like the big feud between like, no, you can't capture the same thing you can capture in classical animation, which could be debated, because like you watch, I was over at Josh's and we were watching Cinderella.
Was this before or after you had sex with Josh?
We were.
Because
it was
that sounds.
He bought me dinner first.
It was a half and half.
Right.
No, it was Cinderella.
Sleeping Beauty. Yeah,
we were watching.
That's even gayer.
We were watching that.
Shut the fuck up. That movie is awesome.
Yeah, we were watching
fuck
that
you.
With
it's
the
gorgeous.
We were watching that the audio commentary with
is it fabulous?
And. They're all and
don't
like,
make fun of it.
You hear like Lasseter just talking on the audio commentary of Sleeping Beauty, and he's just like, "Yeah, that's just goddamn, that's so good."
Yeah,
like, the whole time he's just like, you can hear him like, and then he's like, "Oh, that's so good, that's so good."
Yeah, but isn't he the one that made Cars based on his boyhood road trip?
I guess
because that one sucked.
But if you see
the one that also made Toy Story.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Fuck off.
I know.
And he gets one.
Cars was such a wank, though. Like, it was such a, like, one man's singular vision of something that's cool that just is not cool or interesting.
Yeah.
Had some great shots, though.
It did. It looked amazing. Anyway, this ILM thing, if you have stars, if you have a chance to see it, I would check it out. If you like, if you're a tech nerd at all, it was Encore, I think. I think it was Encore. Yeah. But they're the same package, so if you have one, you have both. But, It was pretty cool. I did enjoy the part where they were like, we made ILM, and then we didn't know, like, after Star Wars, they were like, oh, wait, this doesn't actually make us any money having all these people sit in this room if we're not currently making Star Wars. So that's when they got the idea to start doing everyone else's movie. And then they built the Pixar computer, and then they didn't say why, and I don't remember why they bundled and got rid of Pixar. They basically just said, and then we got rid of Pixar.
No, they did. It was because guys like Lasseter and some of those other guys were like, you know what? We can make a full length movie, and we can do that now. And Lucas said, that's great, but I don't want that now.
Right.
He's like,
I
want to advance the technology. I don't care about making a full-length movie.
Yeah,
I was like, I can see that because it still definitely was early. So it was that would have been a very, very tough decision to side on either side.
The thing that I think that was really cool about the origination of ILM is that when they started, the thing they wanted to do didn't exist, and so they hired photographers, painters, cinematographers, model makers.
Our powers combined.
Yeah, kind of. It was sort of a Captain Planet situation.
Star Wars.
I guess. I like that there was this sort of ragtag group of artistic weirdos that ended up defining an industry and then, you know, kind of also helping to kill Star Wars.
Yeah, so it is on Encore, and it's because it's the 35th anniversary of ILM.
Oh, right. I was also
creating the impossible. Industrial Light and Magic, creating the impossible.
There was the one guy talking about Jar Jar. He goes, listen. People feel.
We know we fucked up.
He goes, certain ways about Jar Jar. But you have to admit, he was the first on-screen, fully digital character. Come on, give us that.
It wasn't, though. That was the problem. Lucas got beat to the punch by the Mummy.
No, but
the Mummy came out the summer before Episode 1. And
I don't even remember the...
That was ILM.
Who was digital in that?
Whenever he doesn't look human, he's full digital.
Well, I guess he's saying that at no point is Jar Jar human in the movie. He is a full digital character.
But they're saying a full acting digital character.
Right, but the idea... Because about half the time, he's not human. And when he's on screen, he's a fully realized digital character.
I'm not trying to stand for Jar Jar.
Misa gonna do a little soft shoe for you, boss? Misa... Oh, never mind. Misa gonna be super racist? This is unforgivable. There's no way to ever forgive that. There's no way at all to forgive that.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
What is that? I'm saying that. I made a huge mistake. We'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 70, Joel, Josh, and Eli. That, of course, is The Future, our theme song by the band Spiraling and my friend Tom Brislin. Please check out tombrislin.com, B-R-I-S-L-I-N. If you're familiar with my attempts to make a full-time living from my creative endeavors, The Experiment, Tom is starting his own experiment. Actually, last week, he's put up his first MP3 from his forthcoming album for free on his website. So tombrislin.com, please check it out. The first one is a nice slow ballady song, but there will be other more up-tempo and poppy stuff and fun stuff, and it's actually a fantastic song. It's very sad, and as I listened to it, I realized, hang on, that's my friend, and now I need to know if he needs a hug.
Tom Brislin sounds like
he was sad.
Sounds like a man who makes bacon.
He makes piano songs, actually, not bacon.
But like sizzling bacon, like Brislin.
No.
Like,
More like piano songs.
I'd love some Brislin bacon.
And also, we want to thank our sponsors, Infinistorm. Check out infinistorm.com/hijinx for .NET web development, VPS hosting, and other technological goodness. Bacon. What? Josh, you bought that stupid Avatar extra 8 seconds DVD Blu-ray, didn't you?
Yeah.
How is that different from the other two that have already come out since the movie came out less than a year ago?
There's been one version that came out already.
7.
Okay, this is the second release.
9.
Second.
12.
2.
13. I'm going to keep going up.
17. Whatever.
I watched.
I didn't buy the original, and I want something to show off my awesome new TV with, so fuck off.
You got another new TV?
No, but when I bought that one, I went to go buy Avatar, but it was out of stock, so I just waited for this one.
But this is not the 12 minutes that came out on the first Blu-ray. This is like 16 minutes extra or something?
There were 8 minutes last time. This one is 16 with a new introduction.
It's increments of 8 every time.
I have no idea.
I saw one of the bonus features.
Is he walking in this one?
If I had bothered to skip tonight, I could have watched it right now and then told you.
Speaking of, thanks for having important business to attend to last week.
Oh, yeah. No, Video Call games. Of Duty. Serious business.
At least be up front with me next time. What are you talking about? I can't do it. I'm busy.
I told you I wasn't going to be here. How is that not up front?
How about I can't do it. I have to go play a video game that I'll own for the rest of my life.
Oh, no. Yeah, so let me belittle.
Whatever.
What? Why don't you go?
So listen.
Why don't you go draw a picture?
Listen.
Dumb fuck.
I have to go.
For the rest of your life.
Color in my Dora script, my Dora coloring book. I saw one of the...
Draw another dick.
I saw one of the... If only.
If everybody doesn't jerk off together, it doesn't count.
I saw one of the...
What?
Extended features where there was like a rough cut of Navi babies. Did you see that?
No.
Like in the ghetto? Like
Neytiri, I have not seen any of the extra footage at all.
Like Neytiri's pregnant, but it's in super bad animatic version, so it's like... Jake Sully's hand, like, slides over without moving and touches her belly and, like, rub, 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 robot love, baby.
devour.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, I guess that means, though, they're going to have a kid in the next one. Little blue baby.
Knocking those robot boots.
Which is going to be hard without a vagina, because they do not have vaginas. I can tell.
No, they...
Can't you?
They tail blast.
They tail blast, yeah. And so, oh, the baby comes out of the tail. Ouch. That's like when a snake eats a kangaroo.
That's a long way for that baby to go.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe they come out super tiny.
Maybe they just whip it and then fling it out.
Sure. Pops right Have out. You seen the commercials for that show on, like, it's either TLC or Discovery called Punkin' Chunkin'?
What? No, but that sounds offensive to fat kids.
It does. There's a whole show about putting pumpkins. Yeah, it is. About putting pumpkins in catapults. And it's called Punkin' Chunkin'. And this song is like,
there's an entire
pumpkin and chunkin'.
Shut up.
Okay.
There's an entire show about launching pumpkins.
It may have just been a special, but they made it seem like it was a multi-part thing.
Come back next week Punkin' for more pumpkins.
Chunkin'. Is the only way I can ejaculate.
So it's a show about pumpkin blasting?
It's about blumpkin blasting.
Oh, God.
I don't think you want a blumpkin blast.
So, you know what? Don't knock it till you try it. Hey, no. That's the one occasion where the backfire is safe. Like, that's...
No! You'd have to buy a special toilet for that.
No, you don't.
To get in there.
What are you... Get in where?
I don't know what we're talking about!
Do you know what a blumpkin is?
Yes!
As long as you're in a handicap
stall, you
can have something to grab onto.
Right.
Oh, a handicap stall is a definite. Yeah, it's a must.
Yeah, the arm
Plus, you want to give a courtesy flush during the act, I suppose.
But if you blumpkin blasted and you're handicapped in a wheelchair and have the toilet built in...
As long as we're talking about toilets, I was at Austin...
You have that break.
I was at Austin Comic Con.
Yeah, cool segue, bro.
I was at Austin Comic Con this weekend, and there is nothing better than standing in a urinal next to a guy in a Predator costume. You just expect him...
Do you hear like the clicking and the growling? And, like, yes. Like three little lasers show up on your junk, and you're like, dude, come on.
Do you see like some...
And I'm like, hey, bro. And I hear like... Hey, bro. Like, he's playing it back. I don't know.
So, like, when you look down, is there, like...
He has, like, six cocks, and they all have gaping maws that look like vaginas.
Is it that green, glowy stuff that's kind of backsplashing everywhere?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They pee acid blood. Man, oh, man. I covered myself in whatever was available and hid in the corner.
That wasn't mud.
Oh, God damn it. It's just so bizarre. I mean, because it was, like, a photo-accurate Predator suit. You're like,
very
hey,
much not blood.
What's up, dude? I was trying to figure out how to sneak my phone out, but it's just, you don't photograph dudes at urinals. I don't know.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, I don't know, because I wasn't propositioning him, I guess, is the problem.
Yeah, where do you draw the line? Because Predator suit?
You're asking for it.
Probably not on that other side of the line.
That was a...
probably on the okay side.
That was a weird con. It was a... Are you familiar with... Well, you remember we used to have Wizard World Dallas here?
Yep.
So it's the same con, but in Austin now. Wizard World does shows all over the country, and their typical show, because DC and Marvel and like Image boycott Wizard because they run bad shows. This was a great show. Let me put it first. I think it's because Austin doesn't have anything else like this, and so the fans were out there, and it was very good. But a Wizard World show is that one where it's basically 50% 70s and 60s TV stars, and then 50% guys like me, and nothing in between. And then, you know, some people selling comics. So it's like Burt Ward and Adam West were there. Chekhov was there.
Original Chekhov?
Yeah. Well, not movie Chekhov. And Walter Koenig. And
Chekhov.
Wessels. And people like Buck Rogers and various ladies that used to be blonde on the TV in space. And
so you're saying that you don't want to go to the
Blondes
Lubies.
In space.
It was just weird.
You go to the Lubies and you could see the same thing.
Kind of. And there was also like some wrestling people. The soup Nazi was there.
The Tick guy?
No, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Oh, no. Sorry. I just got him mixed up with Patrick Warburton.
No, not Patrick Warburton.
That was Putty.
No. That would have been awesome. That, yeah. Oh, but Ernie Hudson was there, and he was a major draw. Because there's an Austin and a Houston. I don't know if you know this or not, but they do.
There's Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters clubs. Yeah, they're like brown coats, kind of.
Did a ghost train run through him? Or
yeah, he hated it.
Yeah,
he saw come shit that he saw whoa, shit whoa, that would turn your hair white.
And ride it.
No, it wasn't. That line had nothing to do with hair.
Isn't that what he said? I've seen shit that would turn your hair
you white.
Oh, turn you white. Sorry. Turn your balls white. So, whatever. But he had like one of the longest lines. Like people were loving him, and he was set up right next to the Ghostbusters booth. They had turned HHR into an Ecto One. It was very strange. Huh. But
he was really cool in what was that prison show on HBO?
Oz.
Glory? Yeah.
He was in Glory, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
He's in Good Burger.
Was he fighting for the North or the South?
So. Oh my lord.
But
my lord.
I did get to meet Doug Jones, the guy with the eyeballs in his hands.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually have eyeballs in his hands. It was kind of disappointing.
I'm disappointed. Yeah, that's...
But
I'm never watching another Guillermo del Toro movie ever.
Guillermo.
Did you hear that he's working on the Hulk TV show?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Whoa.
Hulk TV show?
Guillermo is working on a new Hulk for ABC. This just in, Guillermo del Toro is working on, I'm sorry, Del Taco is working on a Hulk TV series for the ABC network, News at 11. Supposed to play it again. Fire that producer. Yeah, they're trying to bring the Hulk back, and they haven't said if it's going to be like Man Hulk or CG Hulk, and I don't see how they will.
He would do Man Hulk.
You think? He would do Suit Hulk?
No, not Suit. The original one was just a dude painted green.
Right, and it looked like shit, and I think we're past that.
Take it back.
I think we have better paint technology now.
Better painting, better airbrushing technology.
Paint than technology.
We did. Oh, he was there too, by the way. Frigno was he's always there.
Always there.
He's always there.
I think he Def lives,
is always.
Yeah, he's like Carney. He just travels.
I told somebody, I can't remember who it was, but I was like, well, you know he's deaf. And they were like, oh, because I was like behind him going like, hey, Lou, hey, Lou. It's like, yeah, he can't hear you.
Nice shooting, Lou.
Oh, God, it's me, Lou Ferrigno. What, that's how I talk.
That's offensive.
That's how he talks.
To deaf people.
They're not listening.
Wow, what? This is the perfect platform to make fun of deaf people. What oh, can my I God. Say?
I'm a very big guy. I'm Lou Ferrigno.
Could you have more cotton in your mouth?
I don't know.
That sounds racist.
Anyway, so I met Doug Jones because he knows another cartoonist, a writer that I know named Ben Padden. He does a comic called Jump Leads. And he had done a guest comic for me. And I said, look, I'm going to be out of town. Will you do a guest comic for me? He said, absolutely. Can I do one about Doug Jones cutting my hair? And the fuck are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. And he goes, no, it's because it happened. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. So he sends me pictures, but never offers an explanation. And yes, it was Doug Jones. He's like 9.5 feet tall and cutting his hair. So I asked Doug Jones, I was like, why did you cut Ben Padden's hair? And before I could even get those words out, he'd like come around from the booth and given me a hug and then did that handshake.
And then took you to hell?
No, listen. He does the handshake where he grabs your hand flatwise and then puts the other one on top of it. And his hands are like velvet spiders. They're giant and long, and they completely enveloped my hand, and I didn't know if I had hands anymore. And then when he gave me a hug, imagine like...
I don't want to.
Imagine if like any scene from a movie
this a rape survivor story?
No, listen, where like an angel comes down and like wraps its wings around you, and you just kind of like tilt your head to the side. That's what it felt like, because he's like 14 feet tall, his arms are like 7 feet long. They wrapped around me like 6 times. One of the nicest guys I've ever met at a convention. If you get a chance to say hi to Doug Jones, he is he's an excellent human being. I really enjoyed meeting him.
You
anyway,
your wallet?
Huh?
Did he take your wallet?
With his fourth hand?
Is Johnson?
Did Doug Johnson finger blast?
Doug Johnson.
That's some big fingers.
No, I would have internal ruptures if Doug Jones finger blasted me.
You would have prolapsed by now.
Oh my God. He would still be wearing my insides as pinky rings.
He'd be like, oh, you still have tonsils.
Yeah. Yes. I can take those out for you. Also, I thought he was British. I just assumed anyone that tall was British. He's not.
It's British.
But he's not. He doesn't talk like he's from London.
He's from London.
He doesn't. So anyway, yeah, they're doing some sort of Hulk TV series. I don't know why. I think that's going to be bad. I also saw the trailer for The Cape. Did you see that?
No.
NBC's new superhero show.
Oh, basically, God, kill me.
Basically a cop. Okay, hang on. A cop
is
framed.
I was hoping it was going to be a Cape Fear remake.
No.
The Cape.
A cop is framed for a crime.
In a world.
Presumed dead in some explosion, but he's not dead.
With explosions.
And then he goes in.
Is this RoboCop?
He goes in with carnies, and the carnies teach him how to be a superhero by using magic.
Like the game?
Like, I'm sorry, yes, what? He deals magic cards. Right. No, to disappear, they teach him like magic tricks, and bam. They teach him how to use his weapon is his cape. Like how to use his cape as a weapon. It's very strange. But Keith David is his carny trainer, which is kind of awesome.
Oh, that's creepy.
In a world where...
Did Keith David make him do A to A?
He did. He smiled the whole time. As to ass.
Maid Marian.
Oh my God.
This summer.
You know what? Did you ever see...
Cabbage Man.
Did you ever see... What? Did you ever see... the stupid time trial? Fucking Hot Tub Time Machine?
No.
It was lame. There was like one laugh in it, but there was one line that was amazing where Rob Corddry is forced to suck what's his name? The black dude from The Office.
Ernie Hudson?
Ernie Hudson. What's his name? The black guy from The Office.
Black guy?
The loading dock guy?
Yeah. From the warehouse.
I know who you're talking
Daryl.
About.
Daryl. Anyway, yeah, sure. Rob Corddry is forced to suck Daryl's cock, and face to face with it, he goes, "Oh, God. It's so big and so impossibly black." That's funny, but I can only imagine that that's the situation with Keith David every time. Just whenever he presents one of his Maid Marians with his little Keith. Oh, God. So impossibly black.
This Keith Richards?
Wait. And Summer Glau is in it, so Death Nail. I mean, there's no way.
Right, yeah.
There's just no way. But it looks kind of awful, and NBC has proven time and again they don't understand how to make television for nerds. But the other thing that's funny about it is it almost seems to just illustrate how dumb superheroes are. In comics, you don't care, and in cartoons, you don't care. But in real life, they look stupid.
Yeah.
And this is a guy in a cape with
We've
a hood.
We've learned this lesson before.
And he just looks dumb.
Only Superman, and even then, only in... special cases.
In context. Yeah. Like, even when Heroes was good for the first season, you know, if they'd put anybody in a fucking costume, that would have been the end of it.
God, that would have been so much better.
Do you want to know what,
just
though?
Over faster.
Do you want to know what, though? It's going to make you sad?
No.
There is one element of the new season of Smallville that is not embarrassing. He's getting closer and closer to dressing like Superman. And now when he goes out to fight crime, he wears a red leather jacket and blue pants with the Superman logo etched in the leather. And it's actually kind of a badass leather jacket. I don't know. It's a good... It's that idea where it's like, I can't put you in spandex because it would look too dumb. So let's put you in something...
He sounds like a douchebag.
He looks like... Yeah, he's a douchebag. He does slick his hair back.
Is it a Mark Echo, like, leather jacket?
It's an Ed Hardy jacket.
Okay.
There's a tiger on the front. There's a tiger riding a unicorn... And then there's a finger blast behind it, and sparkles.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew. And then calligraphy all over it. Just calligraphy everywhere. So,
I can see why you still watch that show.
I'm gonna finger blast you into my girl. What? I wanted to make one more TV recommendation. Have either of you seen Party Down?
Yeah, I've seen all of it.
It's amazing.
I have all of it.
I've seen some of it.
I've told you to watch it before.
I don't listen to you when you speak.
God damn it, I hate you.
I just got Encore back. It's on Encore.
It's on Starz. Well, that's the only reason I saw it, because Starz came with my new TV for free.
There's two seasons, and then that's it.
And they got canceled. If you have it, if you just get the DVDs or stream it or whatever you can do to watch Party Down, it's awesome. It's about wannabe actors that all work for a catering company. But the people on it are amazing. Like,
they're all good.
Well, you've got
the guy from Step Brothers,
Ken Marino from The State. You've got the star is the guy from Step Brothers, the brother, the other brother, and also from Piranha, right? Got his dick bitten off in Piranha.
Yeah,
what's his name?
He didn't get his not him. He didn't get his dick bitten.
Anyway, he's good. I can't remember his name. And the chick is the...
I like her. I have no idea who she is.
She's the lesbian from Mean Girls.
Oh, yep.
And she was the wacky girlfriend in True Blood.
Oh, I didn't see
that. The one
that
was always on drugs.
Yeah, she's good in that,
she looks way different. Yeah.
But she's fucking hilarious.
And Jane Lynch is in season one, but left it to do Glee.
Right.
And they replace her with...
Stifler's mom.
No.
No.
They replace her with the lady from Will and Grace, the friend from Will and Grace, who's also in Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
And she's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's
Jane Lynch will be back, though. How much...
I've seen one where she came back for a little while and then married some dude.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen like 3 episodes, and I've got them all on my TiVo. Oh, but
that was the last episode.
Oh, it was? Really?
Yeah, it was her wedding.
Oh, that sucks. So there's no resolution to anything then? Great.
I think that was the last one.
The one that I saw that was fantastic was Steve Guttenberg's party. Steve Guttenberg's birthday party?
Yes.
They end up at Steve Guttenberg's house, and he rewrites one of their scripts and makes them perform it. It's just fucking awesome.
The Veronica Mars is in it. She's in like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, really?
She runs a competing catering service. Huh. So there's hijinks, duff, and Sue.
Man, it's just a great show, and luckily it was canceled, because that's the only way you know if a show is good, is if it was canceled.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was watching that show when it was still on the air.
Just like World
and
War II.
And I was telling you about it then.
Except you weren't, because you were downloading them illegally from
the
internet.
I didn't say I was
watching
it on the air. I said I was watching it while it was on the air.
And with that little bit of unlogic, we'll be right back.
Technicality, bitches.
This is not the future we were promised.
Hi, Jinx the Sioux Podcast, episode 70. This is our final segment for the show. We are going to save your calls and mail sacks for next time, because we didn't get a whole lot this week, so I think I'm going to let them pile up. Again, if you want to call in, 203-6-FANCY-B. We issued a couple of challenges last time. One of those, please call in with your absolute worst family tech support nightmare. Here's a good example from the TwitSack. Sean underscore MC apparently had a field, had a client that wanted help with his Windows Mac Office 90 2010.
Wait, what?
His actual problem? He needed paper in his printer.
What?
So.
How does that happen?
Again, he needed help with his Windows Mac Office 90 2010. No paper in the printer. So anyway, what we're looking for is if you have your relatives call you for tech support, if your mom calls you for computer problems, call in 203-6-FANCY-B. When you're calling in, keep it short. Keep it under 30 seconds or so. Make sure to identify yourself and let us know. The other thing we wanted to know, we didn't get any responses on this, and I want it so bad. Last time we introduced the concept of the point of Point Break. Or the point of break, point break. The break point.
Point of no return?
Yes.
On point of
the
no
point
return?
At which a movie asked you to suspend too much disbelief. For instance, the Teen Wolf, the American Teen Werewolf movie that we talked about, where we're just supposed to believe
that
no one is terrified of the werewolf. But in a more serious movie like Point Break, where we're supposed to believe that despite the fact that both Ghost and Neo know the other one's true identity, they keep pretending they don't. So anyway, call in or twitsack us at @HEPodcast on Twitter, or feel free to email podcast@hijinksandsue.com. Eli, even though we didn't do the twitsack, could you please play the mail sack theme song?
God damn it.
Nope, the mail sack theme song. Yes.
Mail sack!
Suck it!
Thank you, Jesus!
I offer you that to offer you this. I love that so much. I want more of it. That was submitted by listener Jez F. And the last time we asked if anyone wants to send us a Nerd Judge theme song, we gave you some raw audio to use in episode 69. Feel free to take that, make a Nerd Judge theme song, send it to us, podcast@hijinksandsue.com. And feel free to call in 203-6-FANCY-B or the TwitSack, @HEPodcast, or email us with your Nerd Judge arguments that need arbitration, and we'll be happy to nerdjicate What are you doing?
I'm sorry, what was that number again, Joel?
203-6-FANCY-B. You been calling it right now? What's the point of this? Just going to derail the show? Good. Good job. I suppose you should put on speaker. Yes, you're an idiot. You can't spell. I probably should have told you numbers. I'm sorry, Eli. So anyway,
I would imagine we have that problem.
Lots of ways to contact us and communicate. Send us your nerd judge arguments. We'll take care of them for you. We had a couple submitted this week, but I believe we'll get to those next week when we do a proper mail sack. What else were we going to talk about? Oh, I wanted to thank... some of you guys probably listened to the Major Nelson podcast. If you listen to episode 377, there's a shout-out to Hijinks and Sue with the comic that me and Stepto came up with that I drew for his Woodstock performance.
That is a beautiful man.
Major Nelson?
No,
Stepto. Oh, Stepto? I figured you would enjoy his appearance. You know what? That actually, there actually is a... There actually is an email that I wanted to read that you just reminded me of that somebody sent in. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, don't think I wasn't looking him up madly on the internet during the show.
I believe he's...
He's got a wife.
I want to say he's
probably
married.
Listening, yeah. He's listening live.
Whatever. Yeah, live. Because that's how this works. We could be doing that.
That is how this works, right?
We could be doing that, but no.
This comes from Christian, who emailed the podcast. Christian wrote, "Hey guys, been reading the comic for months now after finding it linked off another site. Always look forward to it during the week. And now I've gotten to the podcast since they returned from hiatus. Got to say I'm loving it. I listen to a fair number of podcasts and lament the loss of the fantastic B-Talk Bear Chat podcast."
I know all those guys.
You know all of those guys. Yeah. That was his question.
Guess which one I've slept with.
Godless Sodomite Josh should know about those boys.
All of them.
I used to live up there while they were still doing that.
Oh, really?
I actually know all of those guys.
Were you ever on the podcast?
No.
Were you finger blasting?
No.
Okay.
Not on the podcast.
No, they call it bear trapping.
No, wait, who was that?
Thank you. Yeah. All week.
Who sent that?
This is from Christian. He says, "I've got to say that the HE podcast really are the successor in my mind for random, irreverent, and just fun listening. And always a hot bear in the group helps."
Shut up.
So I need to figure out who this guy is.
Are we the second bariest podcast after this one that doesn't exist anymore?
There's another bear podcast that
Is it called Bear Trap?
No.
Trapping bears?
Trapping bears. Bear trapping.
Bear trap.
Skin and bears.
Stealing from the honey hole.
I think maybe it's honey pot.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, now you just...
Christian, listen.
That email to me after.
Listen, just email Josh some naked picture of yourself, and then he'll figure out if you've had sex with him yet or not.
Right, yeah, you should do that.
Do you want to give out a public email, Josh?
No, you just send it to Joel, and he'll see that it... he'll see that it finds its
if
way
If I
to
see
me.
It's from him and there's an attachment, I'll just blind forward it to you. How does that work?
Make it an HTML mail that doesn't have the attachment, and it's just right there, so he has no choice.
I think I have that blocked, luckily. So
yeah, but go ahead and do that.
Anyway. See, I thought you were saying Major Nelson was a beautiful man.
No, he's not.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to Major Nelson.
Wait, Craig T. Nelson?
Craig T. Nelson, coach. TV's coach.
He was in the airport one time, and whatever.
Was he escaping a poltergeist?
No.
Did the TV come out first?
No,
and then
came out? No, that wasn't Craig T. Nelson. That was Major Dad.
That is Craig T. Nelson.
I never.
What?
God damn it. No one appreciates my humor.
I talked last time. No, not at all. I talked last time about sharing this.
What is that?
Comic that I was sent from prison.
Wait, is that a comic?
Yeah. Hang on, Grabby.
You've looked at this already.
Put your bear traps in your pockets.
My bear mitts.
Yeah, your mittens. Your paws. let's see. Maybe 6-7 months ago, I got this letter from prison, and I'm like, holy shit, what happened to someone I know? Like, what family member that I haven't talked to in 10 years? No, I really thought it was a family member that I hadn't talked to in 10 years that had ended up in prison and was looking for help or forgiveness or some shit. I don't know. And,
some shit, whatever.
Yeah, some bullshit. So I get this letter from prison, and basically it is a guy asking, he using his monitored internet time, I guess, he found my illustration portfolio and wants me to draw this prison comic. This comic about life on the inside. It seems to be called Isolation. And he's given me character sketches. They all look like the same guy with different hair.
What is that?
Look at all this, man. I mean, I'm not going to post this online. And I haven't read it yet because I'm so scared of it.
Dude, hand it over here.
There's just so many words.
You can talk for 8 hours while I look at that. Right. Give me that.
But it's like he,
Wow.
Here's my question. What did he want me to do? He's already drawn the entire thing. And I guess he wanted it redrawn professionally and then perhaps in some way published. But I don't...
Were there directions on here anywhere?
Here's the letter.
Oh, there's a separate letter. Okay.
Enclosed, you'll find a rough draft of a comic book that I've thought up and would like to finalize it. I'm writing you in order to find out what's your flat fee for the project. I mean, what's it going to pay me in? Like... commissary sausages and
cigarettes.
Cigarettes? Hey, you know what's funny? Because most prisons don't allow cigarettes anymore.
He'll probably pay you in rape.
No, listen, he's going to pay me with finger blasting.
Right.
With
his dick.
Most prisons don't allow cigarettes anymore. So uh-huh. You know what their new currency is?
Toilet paper.
No, fish. These little packets of dried salmon.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like.
No, fish CDs.
I love
fish
the fishes because they're so delicious. Go fishing.
I want to play.
I can eat them every day.
It is the snack that smiles back.
Right.
I wish I had a better soundboard because I almost want to play this music while.
And mom
you're
says
this.
Murder's okay. What is that? Oh.
I want to play the sad Charlie Brown music while like you're reading.
Well, that's "Oh Christmas Tree," so you've
any Charlie Brown music that's is not actually sad.
Charlie Brown music. But,
this dude is going to kill you now.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm really hoping he doesn't have podcast access. And look at all that.
Whoa! Okay,
look at all that. That's the manifesto.
If he has
holy
internet
shit,
for those of you, for those
so
of you,
small.
How the hell do you think he found out about you?
All
internet?
Of you, all of you that can't see this, because that's all 100% of
it's,
you.
It's a sheet of notebook paper with
yeah.
three lines of writing for every line
yeah.
of the notebook paper.
Yeah, because so paper's nice. Expensive. You got to
right.
do a lot of finger blasting to get some paper.
You're really rethinking this now, aren't you?
I'm not saying his name. He is a murderer.
It doesn't matter.
I looked Wait, him up on the seriously? Internet. Looked him up on the internet. He's in for murder. Yep. I've not read the comic. I mean, every panel has thousands of words in it. It looks like Kevin Spacey's notebooks from Seven.
Here you go.
I also wanted to mention that if you're interested in my material, that I would be willing to collaborate with you. Just reply with any terms or conditions that you may have. I mean, it's all very formal. And... oh, this is the part that scares me. If it's not too much to ask, would you mind printing me a couple of pages from your online comic, Hijinks Ensue, so I can check out the quality of your product? So I'm guessing what he was able to do was ask someone for an address of an illustrator, and they gave him my information.
Right. No, he could be asking, because if he wants it as a comic book, he wants to know if you're drawing stuff high-res enough for print.
No, that's not what this guy wants to know. He's drawing with blood on notebook paper. There's no way they have internet access. There's just no way.
Sure they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Not murderers. Not maximum security.
Sure.
No fucking way.
I saw Oz. Yeah, I know how this works.
They can't. They can't have cell phones. All of their communication with the outside world has to be monitored.
Right, and they have a computer
And they
lab.
Have it monitored.
I don't... Well, I would...
China does it.
If he had access to the internet, then he must not have been able to get to my site, because... I don't know.
I don't see how your stuff would get flagged.
No, I'm sure it would.
What can you do?
No,
I mean,
why,
the comic
the first
week?
Post. The first post that has
any,
you know
any comic would
Cockmaster
be...
in it, and there it's probably
that's everything.
Yeah, they probably have some kind of net nanny shit.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh my god,
I don't think you know anything about how prison works.
Yeah, I think I do.
I watch a lot of those prison shows on MSNBC.
I got a lot of uncles.
Speaking of your uncles, I went to my in-laws this weekend and. And also, speaking of family tech support, I had to make their TV and remote work again. Like, apparently their surround sound speakers stopped working about a year ago, and they just didn't do anything about it, and all I had to do was unplug them and plug them back in, and they worked. But, so as I was resetting up, they got AT&T UVerse, and they didn't know how to get the millions of channels off the guide that they don't get. So I'm going through and programming their guide and giving them a favorites list and all this shit. And there's a billion Mexican channels on UVerse, you know, if you subscribe to it. Every time they have a movie translated, like an American movie translated, they add a description to the title in the title. So it's like RoboCop, El Policio del Futuro. Like, it can't just be RoboCop. It's RoboCop, the cop from the future.
Right. Oh, thank you for translating that for me.
Well, of course. I know you don't speak Spanish. I know you don't speak Spanish.
Hanging on your every word there.
And it was, like, Blade was on. And it was, like, Blade, the Hunter of Monsters. And then Van Helsing was on after that. And it was, like, Van Helsing, the Monster Hunter. Like, it was the exact fucking thing every time. What are you trying to show me?
That just showed up on my Facebook wall.
A... Don't even know what I'm looking at.
It's a recirculating gravy fountain.
Wow.
I have to have one of those.
Wow, that's great radio.
I got that.
That's a great podcast.
Yeah.
That's going to be at your wedding, right? We're doing a 4-tier gravy fountain.
Sweet.
I think so. Well, he's supposed to bring it.
Right. Well, it's being catered by Popeyes, right? So, I mean, I got the gravy.
Anyway.
I got it taken care of.
I have not responded to this gentleman. I'm terrified to. I don't really want to begin correspondence with a murderer in Delaware.
Too late.
No.
Pretty sure I've already replied back on your behalf. I've sent him samples of something.
What I should do is steal it. I should produce it myself and just put it online as an original work.
Wow, we can never release this podcast now.
I'm obviously not going to do that. He'd kill me. He's a murderer. All right, give it back. Don't just read the whole thing.
I love how he has all these headshots, though. It's like looking at adult versions of the Fat Albert's crew or
kinda,
something.
Yeah,
like,
kinda.
Is that...
He's just shaking his head at me like, you don't want this. You don't want none of this shit.
Right. Are we done?
Give it back.
Because we need to talk.
Are you scared? How many people is he murdering in this?
I'm just saying.
I've really managed not to read it. I don't know. I just don't want to get too deep and involved in it.
Too late. Rasta.
That's some sketchy shit. All right, give it back. We got to finish the show.
Okay.
Give it back. We'll talk about it later.
That was a fucking weird derailment.
I know, it was just...
Don't ever show your fucking prison pen pals on the show again, okay?
Man, and the cornrows he draws are so intricate. Really, I'm serious.
Oh my god. Oh, I hope he kills you first, so at least I have some warning.
Did you notice that he doesn't draw pupils in any of the eyes?
Yeah, I wonder why. Probably because there are no eyes in those sockets. They have been stabbed out
already. It's very scary.
What
the
fuck? Get that... Don't ever talk to me again. I don't know you anymore.
It's really terrifying. So we're going to finish out the show. I do want to remind you that we are doing a donation subscription drive. Not a whole lot of change since last week. Just a few new subscribers since the last show. Trying to get to 300 before the end of the year. So go to podcast.hijinxandsue.com and click on the donations button. Sign up for a $5, $10, or $20 a month subscription. Get access to the vault. You're going to get the post show, which is usually an extra 15 to 30 minutes of podcast, and also the uncut show, which typically runs about a half hour longer as well. Hear all the between the segment stuff as Eli reaches weirdly across the table.
Joel is usually pretty racist during those, so you should turn in for that.
Usually there's music, too. We usually play ukuleles. It's weird. It's just weird shit.
Is that code for something?
It is. Bear traps and ukuleles.
I also
encourage you to give us a review on iTunes if you enjoy the podcast, because I do believe that helps. I'm not sure, but I've heard it does. So, hey, why not? And then check out store.hijinxandsue.com. Two new shirts were released today. The British Knights shirt, featuring the benighted versions of Captain Picard and Stephen Hawking and some Jedi...
Is he British?
Magneto guy. Yeah. Alec Guinness?
No. Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't hear it in his voice.
I know. It's no accent at all. No accent. It's like he got trained.
Weird. It's in his eyes.
I think he lost it in college. He probably dated an American girl or something.
Oh, yeah. Could have been.
She probably finger blasted it right out of him.
Governor.
And apparently also severed his spinal cord.
Well, that is a risk you take when you are finger blasted.
Right. It's risky behavior, kids.
It is.
Be
careful. You know the risks going in.
Right.
Sexting, finger blasting. Yeah.
It's even more dangerous than pulling out.
You might end up a spinal. That's all I'm saying. And also the Ovipositor shirt. The Keep Your Laws Off My Ovipositor Alien Queen shirt is in the store as well. So happy about that. Yeah! I've been waiting so long for those. Oh, and if you play, Eli, go ahead and play the Hobbit song real quick. If you like this, the guy that made it, Arsies, has posted it in the notes, in the comments, for episode 69.
Your neighborhood with the windows
rolled. Absolutely, absolutely, you have to try and wake up everybody if you can with that odd, and then they'll listen to the podcast, and then they'll find this guy to murder me, this Delaware inmate who's going to kill me and my family. If you're in the Austin area and didn't come out and see me and Randy from Something Positive at
fuck you
Austin Comic Con, you have one more chance, December 11th and 12th. Myself, Randy from Something Positive, Danielle Corsetto from Girls with Slingshots, Jeff Jacks from Questionable Content, Dave Willis from Short Pact, and a few others. Bill Williams from Side Chicks. Who am I forgetting? I apologize, I am forgetting somebody. We are going to be at Dragon's Lair Webcomics Rampage, December 11 and 12. There is a post in my blog with details. It's a super fun hangout time with a bunch of webcomics dudes. You guys got anything to add before we end the show?
I got a fart.
You got a fart real bad?
Yeah.
That last one you did during the break seemed to dislodge something.
Yeah. Do you think that you can hear that on the uncut show?
I'm on positive you can hear it because I had the headphones on.
It might be worth $5 to see if it does.
It might be. Just to hear it's it. Just for the record, for those listening, I was at least 15 feet out the door into the living room. So, If it's audible, then...
But it, like, finger blasted straight down the hall and opened the door a bit more.
Well, it's like a shape charge. Like, you know, the blast is directed in your blue. Direction.
It was blue.
Bluest spark.
Was it blue? Eli? Okay. I think that means you've revoked your right to speak.
Sure.
Thanks for listening, Hijinx Sue Podcast, episode 70. We are, we are done. Modern life is much too hard with no jetpack.